Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
What?
Why do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
Did you see the memo about this?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
This is healthy. This is good.
And on this Friday, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, is with us. Let's begin with The Lovers.
Yeah, this is a small film by Azazel Jacobs. It stars Tracy Letts and Deborah Winger as a middle-aged married couple who are cheating, having affairs. But once they decide to actually split the sheet, something strange happens. They begin to get interested in each other again. Their desire rekindles, and suddenly they find themselves having affairs with each other on their affairs. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It's very interesting. These are two very complicated, strange characters. It's a little hard to get to know them, but it's a really interesting film. Never goes quite where you think. Just when you're laughing, something bitter and brutal will happen. Keeps you on your toes. I really enjoyed this movie.
Well, that sounds like a positive. Not to be said for Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. This is something for the family.
That's right. This is the fourth installment in the series. I've always been a big fan of these movies based on Jeff Kinney's books. And I like
the books.
Yeah, I love the books too. And so do my kids. And I like the central character, Greg Heffley, this deeply flawed, selfish kid who has to learn how to be good. That always struck me as very realistic. And these movies were always saccharine free. In this one, Greg is going to join his family for a road trip to see grandma. But of course, his real plan is to escape and attend a video game convention.
Everyone, hand over your devices.
You tricked us!
This is totally not cool.
You want me to read? I'm reading text. What's the difference?
A scene repeated in many households across America.
Yes, indeed. If you are a fan of these movies, you may have been able to detect that the entire cast has been replaced. Every single person is gone and replaced by a new actor. The original kid is now in college. He's too old to play this role anymore. The actors are okay. I think my problem with this film is it's a lot of bathroom humor. And I feel like that's not really what the Wimpy Kids movies are about. I think maybe they're trying to finally connect with their audience by kind of pandering a little bit. It didn't really work for me, and I think this is the weakest film in the series.
Nostalgia and horror is what Alien Covenant is all about. I can't resist this movie. It was one of the first, you know, sort of modern CGI films that I ever saw. It totally blew me away. Ridley Scott is back as director. Let's just listen.
I heard about these crazy bugs just outside this colonial pub scene. Apparently they look like cockroaches the size of a giant poodle.
Okay, first of all, stop, because I'm trying to eat.
Oh, come on, this is barely food.
But I love it.
Like you, I love the original Alien. To me, this series is getting a little repetitive, and I think it's losing its focus a bit. It's the same thing. A ship lands on a planet. The aliens are on the planet. The aliens attack. Everybody gets killed. The one twist here in this film is Michael Fassbender playing a dual role. He plays two androids, David from the last film, Walter, a new model. Little bit too much Fassbender in this film. He talks a lot to himself, fights himself. At one scene, he kisses himself. At that point, I kind of started to giggle a little bit, and I think giggling is not what you want from an alien film.
How about the aliens themselves? Any difference there?
I mean, they're a little more humanoid in some scenes, but this is, again, like I say, that sort of standard slasher body count formula.
Dripping mouth.
The dripping jaws, yeah. The whole bit. Shower scene, girl in the shower, gotta have that. I just feel like this film has kind of lost a little bit of its focus. The series itself, I think, is not holding up for me.
What's Covenant supposed to mean?
That's the name of the ship. That's the name of the colony ship that arrives on the planet.
I had some idea that they actually made a deal with the aliens. And
no, it's about as relevant as Prometheus was, the title of the last one.
That's right. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great summery spring weekend.
I will, John. You too.